You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Wednesday. It's July 30th, and we're talking about incumbents. Do you vote for them or not? We want to hear your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And politics is much on the minds of many in the Southwest as it is across the country. Affirmative action is grabbing some headlines, though, in three states, Nebraska, Colorado, and Arizona. As voters ponder a proposed measure on the ballot in November, banning various programs. This week, the controversial measures bubbled onto the national scene as both presidential contenders, Senators John McCain and Barack Obama, weighed in. For more, we're joined by Scott Wong, a reporter with the Arizona Republic, who's following the story. Good morning, Scott. Thanks so much for getting up so early.
Oh, good morning. Thank you very much.
Now, tell us about this proposal in Arizona. What does it propose to ban exactly?
Well, essentially, this initiative would prevent local and state institutions from discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to any individual or group based on the following: race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin. And the ban would apply to three specific areas: public hiring, public contracts, and public education. And, of course, that could include things like college admissions, and student scholarships, and other programs.
So it's a very widespread proposed ban.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's been motivated in part by Ward Connerly, who was a prominent advocate in California, who got one of these bans, a very similarly written ban, passed in California. And John McCain, one of the senators there from Arizona, he had a response to this on George this week with George Stephanopoulos. Let's listen to what he said.
Opponents of affirmative action are trying to get a referendum on the ballot here that would do away mm-hmm. with affirmative action. Do you support that?
Yes, I do. I do not believe in quotas, but I have not seen the details of some of these proposals, but I've always opposed
But the
quotas.
One here in Arizona you support?
I support it, yes.
Is that what's at issue here, quotas? And how was his response taken there in Arizona?
Well, actually, the problem with that statement is that the initiative doesn't address quotas. And we heard John McCain say that, you know, he opposes any type of quota system. In fact, he's long opposed that. But this initiative doesn't address quotas. It just says that preferential treatment may not be given based on race and gender.
And immediately Barack Obama said, wait a second, John McCain has actually flip-flopped on this issue. Let's listen to what Obama said.
I am disappointed, though, that John McCain flipped and changed his position. I think in the past he had been opposed to these kinds of Ward Connerly referenda or initiatives as divisive. And I think he's right. The truth of the matter is these are not designed to solve a big problem.
So how is this going over, Scott, in Arizona? Is it getting a lot of attention in the press, or is this something that the national media is making more of than the folks in Arizona?
No, I think it is getting attention in the press, and this is an issue that we've been following for several months. There's been there's been political battles. There's been, fights, not fights, but there's been, disputes in the streets as people are collecting signatures for this initiative. There's been, Ward Connerly himself has poured about $1 million into the state here in order to promote his issue. And so, there's lots of publicity and there's lots of money coming here to Arizona over this particular issue.
How's it polling?
Well, it's hard to say. What we do know is that, these petition gatherers out on the street collected well more than the 250,000 signatures needed to place this initiative on the ballot. I think it was upward of 300,000. So they did manage to get the signatures, and now the Secretary of State's office is reviewing those signatures, determining whether they have enough ballot signatures to put it on the ballot. But there seems to be support for this type of issue. And, you know, one thing that the opponents say is that, you know, the way we can fight this initiative is to keep it off the ballot in the first place. That's why we've seen such a big effort in trying to block the initiative from getting on, because I think they know once it passes, once it gets on that ballot, voters are likely to pass it.
So there is an organized opposition.
Yeah, it's interesting. Opponents say that, you know, look, Ward Connolly, he's from California. He's coming into the state and putting an initiative on our ballot here in Arizona, on the ballots in Colorado and Nebraska. But at the same time, there's opposition coming from out of state as well. A group called BAM, By Any Means Necessary, out of Michigan,
right,
has been out here trying to block the signature gathering effort.
So we're certainly going to hear lots more about this story, Scott.
Yes, definitely.
Scott Wong, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Wong, State Capitol reporter for the Arizona Republic.